Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Witness by Caroline Mitchell, performed by Elizabeth Nowelden and Steve West.
Chapter 1. Solomon. 2016. The computer monitor reflected in Solomon's designer glasses as he settled behind his workstation. It felt good to be back in his old swivel chair, although technology had advanced considerably, and it had taken him a while to get the hang of the new programs in place. The smell of his mother's cooking wafted up the stairs and in through the crack in the door. He rolled his chair over the wooden floor, slamming it shut with his foot. It was roast chicken, which was marginally better than the prison muck he had consumed over the last 10 years. He flicked on the monitor to his left and watched as the vision of his mother stirring the bubbling pots came into view. At least he had been able to pay his respects at his father's grave. He grinned at the memory. He had stood with legs spread, his steaming hot piss catching the sunlight as it splattered on the withered cemetery flowers. And now here he was, the prodigal son, taking his place at the table. He had learned of his father's death from a letter after his second year inside. It was the stress, his mother had written, the shame of having a son in prison that caused it. Nothing new there. His father had been ashamed of him for most of his natural life. Tempting as it was, he had turned down the opportunity of day release for the burial. A police funeral was the last thing Solomon needed. Rows of men in uniform, giving him the eye, acting as if they were better than him. Being in public would have been too much to bear, especially without Rebecca by his side. Solomon's jaw clenched. He had given up the last 10 years of his life because of her, and she had repaid him in the most despicable way. At first, he was unable to comprehend it. Gradually, his disbelief turned to hatred that burned white hot from the confines of his prison cell. Prison was not kind to the son of a police superintendent, particularly one that had been privately educated. Ironically, it was his experience of boarding school that got him through it. He was no stranger to bullying, beatings, and sexual abuse. It was his quiet anger and his ability to disassociate himself that kept him alive. Solomon didn't scream or plead when his fellow inmates inflicted their brutality. When he couldn't escape, he simply went limp, a ragdoll for their amusement. He could still smell their breath as they backed him into a corner, hear their moronic jibes as their greasy fingernails dug into his skin.